Since the 19th century, when the planters of Charlestown escaped the humidity by summering in Newport, tourism has been a linchpin of our state's economy. Now comes Governor Gina Raimondo's initiative to centralize and shape a new brand for our watery sliver of New England. The General Assembly has gone along, allocating about $5 million for a new advertising and marketing campaign to lure visitors. Things on the tourism front are not as bleak as Raimondo stated during her campaign or in her early days in office. Tourism has rebounded far better from the recession than other industries such as manufacturing and construction. Newport and South County had record summers, and Providence Hotel occupancy is up. Convention bookings are strong, according to the Rhode Island Convention Center. The warm autumn weather and low gas prices have contributed to a blush of business for the state's flourishing restaurants. And a better economy has meant more business travelers. High-end eateries and neighborhood spots are doing fine, says Dale Venturini, head of the state's Hospitality Association, even though restaurateurs grouse about the high cost of doing business in Rhode Island. For other parts of the state, the challenges are more daunting. Bob Billington, longtime Blackstone Valley tourism czar, says his organization is still in the development rather than the marketing business. For example, they've never found a private operator to run a Blackstone River tour boat. The area is the birthplace of the American Industrial Revolution, steeped in history and open spaces. But the Blackstone Valley lacks the beaches and fine dining that draw tourists to other parts of the state. You know you're from Rhode Island, as the old chestnut goes, when your initials, or your wife's, are on the license plate right above that ubiquitous motto, the Ocean State. Hopefully the new branding campaign will retain the Ocean State moniker. While Raimondo has so far talked a good game, not everyone in the tourist promotion business is impressed with her follow-through. South County Tourism Agency Director Myrna George says she has yet to see the governor meet with all seven state tourism councils. Quote, "I'm hoping someday we get to meet with Governor Raimondo," says George. Rhode Island may be so cozy that you can drive across it in 45 minutes, but it's also diverse. The tourism promotion needs of Newport are far different than Pawtucket or Providence. One aspect that has helped Newport has been developing attractions in the off-season. The City by the Sea has been successful with events like restaurant weeks, Christmas in the Gilded Age mansions, and a winter festival. Other parts of Rhode Island would do well to copy Newport, which successfully switched its economy from one based on the huge U.S. Navy base to one focused on visitors. When the Atlantic Fleet sailed from Newport in the mid-1970s, doom and economic gloom were predicted for Aquidneck Island. But due to relentless tourism promotion, Newport was able to reinvent its economy. Governor Raimondo deserves credit for planning a new visitor center along Route 95. Anyone who visits other New England states knows that New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, and Massachusetts all do a much better job promoting their states through these centers. But there is a more existential element to boosting tourism. Some Rhode Islanders need an attitude adjustment. Instead of being ambassadors for our state and its attractions, too many of us run down Rhode Island. Anyone who thinks Providence, for example, is a terrible place to live or visit ought to be sentenced to 3 years of city confinement in Hartford, New Haven, Lowell, or Fall River. Let's stop the welcome to Rhode Island. You got a problem with that? Mentality. Putting more money into tourism, if it's well spent, is a no-brainer. More visitors mean more jobs and rooms and meals taxes for the state. But this must be done while respecting the different regions of our small state.